Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital Recap, not 411. That's the Port Charles 411 also. Anyway, March 18th through 22nd, 2024, we do have a few pipelines.
Woohoo!
The first is, hi guys, I'm watching the old episodes on the ABC app. They are airing November 18th through January 19th right now on an endless loop for the next few months. I just watched the Christmas Eve episode from 2018, which aired on December 20th. If you want to look it up, there were so many great moments and scenes. Jason and Joss, Anna and Peter, Sonny and Mike, Michael and Wiley before we knew the truth, Willow and Julian, just all around great episode. Why am I forgetting when Willow and Julian ever interacted? I might have to go back and watch this episode.
Yeah.
But the end made me cry big tears. Monica was reading the night before Christmas. Oscar is sick, but so kind. Joss is devoted to her young love and Christmas miracle. Michael and Willow are newly bonding over the loss of their children. Oh, that would have been right when she came on also. Sunny, Carly, and Jason are the happy trio that we know, love, and cherish. Carly and Sunny are amazingly happy and in love. Elizabeth, Franco, and the boys are such a cute, happy family. And Bobby is Santa. When I hear her voice as Santa, I whipped my head around so fast and instantly just cried. It was so sweet to see Monica and Bobby so happy and healthy and a part of the story. The entire episode was just really good and worth the rewatch. Probably one of the nicest holiday episodes over the recent years. Maybe I'm just saying that because I haven't rewatched any of the others. My question to the writers is, why did they not use that moment in some kind of a flashback or montage? Like when Joss and Michael were talking to the recorder spirit, BJ, they totally could have used that memory. I feel like they missed a few memories they definitely could have used somehow, but I highly recommend trying to watch that episode. I feel like they could have spent a week
of just memories.
Figuring out how to incorporate all of Bobby's memories. But yeah, that would have been a nice one if Monica had been able to share a memory. Oh, well, that's sad. And then Elizabeth wrote in, is Joss an adult or a child? Okay, so I'm just going to say this first. I was so scared to open this email because the subject says Joss is not stupid and a lot of exclamation points. And I'm like, at what point did we talk about she's being ridiculous right now, but I'm like, when did we say she was stupid? When did we say, no, this is her opinion on an episode from this week.
Yes.
Whew. Okay. I'm sorry, ladies, but Jocelyn grew up with Sonny as her stepfather for a lot of her life. She knows what he does.
Yep.
She knows what Jason did for Sonny.
Yep.
She has known her whole life.
Yep.
Why is she suddenly... Okay, I snoozed this when it came in. So if you send in a Port Charles pipeline. I now automatically snooze it until Sunday because I don't want any spoilers. And it's fun to go through this. Oh, I was so brave right now opening this too. Why is she suddenly surprised that Dex would kill for Sunny? Seriously.
She was shocked.
I can't. And I honestly feel like I wrote a lot of the same.
Are you sure that's not your note?
It's not. I didn't. It's sent from 5 days ago. What did she think he did for Sunny? She really thinks he can just say no to Sunny? Crying laughing emoji. This is making me so mad. And the age that Dex should be ex-military or older, why is he acting so immature? Also, despite the age, the fact that he is ex-military, why is he acting that way? Because they are definitely...
Yep.
Sorry for the rant. Sometimes the show just bugs me. Love, Elizabeth. We get it. And thank you for not yelling at us.
We understand.
I would have read it anyway, but yeah. So those are the only two, I think. Hold on.
That took care of part of our, like, half of our recap, because that was going to be my gripe too.
Well, and if I had read it earlier, I would have saved it to be part of that conversation. But okay. So then on this upcoming Thursday, we're going to do the Corinthos mob. So we're going to get even more details on... So, hey, that's actually kind of perfect timing.
That is.
On Joss being like, what does Sunny actually do? My question is, then what has she been so mad about recently? Right. If she doesn't know what he does.
Right.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Or upset that Dex was working for him if he's just like driving him around.
Right. Right. It's not like Dex has been his chauffeur and then she finds out, wait a second, you're actually working for.
Nope. He's been his right-hand man. He knew, or she knew, that he was the Jason replacement.
Oh, I can't wait for that to happen. Jason and Dex meet.
Yeah.
If they make Dex Jason's son, I'm not with that. I am not with that at all.
No.
So then for Hulu headlines, we have Monday, Dex makes a confession to Jocelyn. Tracy shares. And then he just put her at risk now too.
Right.
Okay. We will gripe about this in a second. Tracy shares a moment with Sunny. Diane offers encouragement to Alexis. Kevin explains what might have led to Marshall's misdiagnosis. Stella has an unlikely encounter. On Tuesday, Jocelyn opens up to Carly. Is it something weird with my voice? Sorry. Carly. Dex confides in Anna. Sunny offers Natalia some valuable insight. Jason gets a visitor. And Brooklyn lays into John. On Wednesday, Tracy sees a new side of Cody. Alexis informs Molly about her plans. Natalia has a revelation. Anna makes an admission to John over drinks. And that is not happening. Mm-mm. Just throwing that one out there too. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Then on Thursday, Drew has a proposition for Nina that I honestly didn't pay a single attention to. So I'm going to need you to walk me through that. A photo shoot at Deception goes wrong. Laura and Heather find some common ground and Willow is worried by her actions. You think? I'm just going to steal this and nothing's ever going to happen. Oh my gosh, how did they find out?
As she's saying to Michael, we have to scan all the meds in and out. But Right.
I don't think hospitals account for shrinkage.
Exactly. And maybe if you would have only needed to take, you know, five or something, you could be like, oh, someone dropped some and we didn't realize it. They're like on the floor somewhere. They got swept up. Oh, well, you took an entire bottle.
Right. It's not like, yeah. Okay. Sorry. One more day of headlines. It's my fault. I got us off onto that already. Friday, Jason reaches out to Diane for help. Maxie calls Lucy out. Cody and Olivia comfort each other. Sasha makes a huge decision, and Chase and Brooklyn are stunned. We just going to continue with the Joss thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Nina tells Joss about Dex almost killing Cyrus.
Yep.
Even though Joss is an adult, Nina should not be acting like a 22-year-old.
Right. We mentioned this last week. Like, she's such a child. I have information about your boyfriend you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grow up. Go away. And by making Joss feel bad about her boyfriend, you're not winning any points with Sunny. Like, if Joss went to Sunny, now I know she won't, but if she did and said, oh, Nina told me, blah, 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 that would not make him fall into your arms. He would be even more angry. So all you did was mess yourself up more. But then, yeah, Joss turns to Dex and is like, wait, what? You were going to do what for Sunny? well, you wouldn't actually have followed through. And he's like, yeah, I was in the military. And when you're assigned to kill someone, you kill them. That's what happens. And then she was like, no, I can't be with you. I didn't even know you at all. And then she runs to Carly and is like, Mom.
Carly called her out on it, though. She's like,
I know, I did. That was a great mom moment.
She's like, really? Where have you been? Yeah. Where have you been, Matt? That's the thing I wish Carly had really said. Then what have you been mad about?
Yes, yes. Because... And then she's like, did Jason kill for somebody? Yep. And Carly's like, what?
Did you knock your head?
Like, her faces were so, so good. Like, are you seriously asking this? Yeah. And well, I just looked the other way because I loved him. And if you loved Dex, and you're going to do the same thing.
She didn't know. Like, right. She doesn't have a tally like on her wall, like in jail, going, Jason killed Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
Right.
You know, it's she knew not to ask.
Right.
And just accept that when she found out something happened, there's a good chance that might have been Jason.
And that's exactly what she said to Joss. Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Yep. And then she went and cried to Trina.
Yep.
And here's the thing about when she went to Carly and Trina both. The first thing they asked about was Dante. Yes. Like, yes, Joss, that's what you need to be worried about is Dante.
Right.
And she's like, no, it's Dex. I just found out that working for a mobster means that he kills people or might kill people.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Didn't she first see Dex physically fighting with Sunny over the fact that he was assigned to kill someone?
She caught them in the stairwell.
Right. And they were physically fighting because...
But what was that over?
It was... I thought it was because Dex killed someone and then Sunny didn't like the way it was handled. It was something about that. And I'm sure he didn't come up and say, oh, I was just fighting with Sunny because we were arguing about the way I handled murdering this guy. But still, come on.
Right.
Just ridiculous. And
the way that he actually told her, yes, I would have done it. I'm like, dude, why'd you just do that? You just made yourself.
He was being honest. And then she's off crying. Okay, and he's
all about the honesty. There are some things. It's the same thing. Like, I have client confidentiality that I can't share with people. He should look at it that way. HIPAA for Sunny. MIPA. Mob.
Mob.
I don't know what else to go with it. We're not going to.
What is HIPAA? Health industry.
Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. So Mob Enforcer.
There you go.
Privacy.
Protection Act.
Not an act. What's it like another good word for? Anonymous. Anonymity. Mob Enforcer Privacy Anonymity means you don't say anything.
But then she made him feel so bad. He goes to Anna and is like, hey, I need to confess something to you. Sunny demanded that I kill Cyrus. So I was going to, because I was working for all these different people and I had to follow through so I could stick with my cover, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. Arrest me. I've done wrong. And she's like, dude, I can't arrest you. What are you talking about? You're going to get other people killed. You're not going to get the justice that you think that you are, like, with all this coming out. No, I'm sorry, but you didn't tell me this. Go home.
And then Anna goes to John, is like, I finally know the truth about Sunny. Where has she been?
No, I think she's manipulating John.
Oh, do you?
I think she's manipulating John. Ooh, I think that she's going to give him just enough information to be like, oh, my eyes are suddenly open for him to slip up. And whatever.
Oh, please, please, please.
That's what I think.
I hate when they make Anna stupid.
Yeah, I don't think they're making her stupid.
Because I had the same thought I had with Joss was, then what have you been mad about all these years? Like, she has just recently come to a place of not turning her cheek or turning the other way or a blind eye or anything. She straight up told him, if I catch you doing something,
you're going down.
I don't care how much my daughter loves you.
Right.
But... Oh, that'd be good. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think she's trying to build up that trust because she saw that, like, demanding respect and being part of the investigation wasn't getting her anywhere. And so she's coming to him vulnerable, expecting him to now be like, yes, we're on the same side. Here, I'll share a little more information with you. And then she got bonus points that she didn't even know she was going to get because he was already vulnerable because Brooklyn had just gone off on
it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, I think Anna's just working him. I hope so, because if they really make her that stupid, I'm going to be angry.
Right. Because she has to have her own questions as to his motives.
Right.
Okay. That's okay, that has to be what it is.
Yeah, because there's just no way. She's known Sunny way too well to suddenly be like, wait, what?
He's tell a someone mobster? To
murder someone? Like, come on.
He doesn't just sell coffee? How is the hospital not carrying Corinthos coffee when he has built wings and donated so much money?
Yep.
They took that money. Can you at least...
Mm-hmm.
Pay for, and that's the thing. They'll probably say, we don't want to contribute to racketeering or whatever. You already did when you accepted the money for the AIDS wing and for everything else that he donated. Absolutely. So how about you get some good coffee for those doctors? They deserve it.
Yes.
I just can't.
I think it's funny that Sunny,
there are so many parts of this week like, that I was like, am I watching a new show?
I need to go across the street to Charlie's to get a cup of my own coffee because the coffee at this hospital is so bad.
He couldn't DoorDash it. He couldn't ask Christina, text Christina, hey, right. Can you send someone over with a...
Exactly.
Can you just send over like one of those big things that they have at like conferences, please? And then we're going to wind up all over the place. But when Liz and Willow were talking about Dante, and Liz is like, I wish that we could just let them all know that he has not been by himself this entire time. You don't have to say who's been visiting, but I'm pretty sure
you could say
you
that
could say he's had a lot of visitors. He's definitely being well yes. cared for, you know,
around the clock care and visitors.
Right. And, but we don't care about actually disclosing actual medical information,
mm-mm.
but we're going to be concerned about just comforting people and letting them know.
Right.
And I truly don't know if that does fall under HIPAA. So forgive me
if it does or not, but Ava walks in and is like, so I heard Dante, blah, blah, blah. And Sunny's like, how did you get that information?
Right.
Because you're not technically family. And she's like, oh, they must have thought I was Nina or something because they gave me that medical info. No problem. But they won't let me see his visitor log.
And we're not checking IDs to make sure that if they did think she was Nina, that
guess not. And who that town thinks that she's Nina?
Well, and wouldn't Nina be on the banned list? I feel like Sunny would have made sure, do not let this woman in.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
But Nina found time to talk to Ava again about, oh no, I want my marriage to work.
I love Ava. Cause she So first she was counseling Trina on, you could see the passion that Trina still has for like all the schools. And she's like, honey, you don't have to give it up.
Right.
You know? And then Nina comes in and is like, you need to help me get my husband back. I still don't understand why you were with him at the warehouse, but can you?
Right.
And Nina was talking about how she needs to be there for Sunny during this time. And Ava said it perfectly. This is not about you. It's about Dante.
Right.
Like, it's not.
And how about what Sunny wants? He's a grown man. If he really needed you, despite everything that's going on, he'd call you and be like, please, I need you by my side.
Right.
He's exactly. not calling you. He doesn't want you. Go away.
Exactly. I mean, and it's, I understand because sometimes whenever a friend's going through something difficult, I mean, I've never had my husband go through something difficult that I've not been a part of. But if you have a friend who's going through something difficult, you want to be there for them and not make it about you, but you want to be there for them. She 100% was making it about, I need to be there for him. And it's like, nah, he's got enough support.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't make it about yourself because that's not caring about the other person.
No. The person who's, you know, in the coma.
Right.
So they talked a lot about when Dante was little and Olivia was saying about how there was a point where she thought that, you know, he was going to have to basically be sent away to what it sounded like a reform school mm-hmm. or something. He's going to come out of this coma and we're going to find out what he did when he was little.
Finally.
Yes.
What Cody's been taking the fall for.
Yep.
It's about time.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want him to come back the way that he did when he came out of the WSB because he was brainwashed then.
No, I think he's going to come out of this one and just feel like he has to be honest with everyone. He wants to live an honest life. And so he's going to tell everyone everything.
Maybe. But I think we're going to find out. That That was something that made me excited this week.
It comes from the Jason conversation, because I bet Sam says something like, I can't believe my ex-husband is so horrible. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And is like super judgy on Jason. And that Dante turns around and is like, listen, don't be so judgy on Jason. We've all done bad things in my past. I blah, blah, blah.
I really hope Dante did not do something as bad as Jason does now when he was a kid.
Well, not. What did you say in kid, though, too?
They were saying kid.
But, like, how old kid? Like, she made it sound like it was, like, teenage kid.
I was thinking, like, adolescent. Like, above 12.
I'm thinking, like, 16, 17. And at that point, not as bad as Jason, but you could still be doing some pretty bad stuff.
True. True, true, true.
So.
He did say something like that to Sam, though, one time.
He did, but then he didn't disclose what happened. So I think this time he's going to be like, no, don't be so hard on Jason. I did this.
Or maybe he'll come back thinking that he's a teenager.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know.
No. Can we not do that, please?
Okay.
No.
But Lois and Tracy actually tried to comfort Olivia and offered to make coffee. And she's like, you know how to do that? She's like, yeah. And then Lois brought her the coffee because Tracy got called away.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we see Tracy in the stables talking to Cody about her thoroughbred. And I did look up what that was, because the lamantitis, it's a painful condition that causes inflammation and weakening of tissues in the feet of horses, ponies, donkeys, and their hybrids.
Aww.
So I feel like she has the right to be concerned if he's using her horse
But he's not.
Right. But he's not.
And other than permission from Monica to use the other horses for lessons. James was my favorite person all week this week.
Such a sweet kid.
Such a sweet kid. But he like put it to her. He's like, if you're the boss, you should be willing to do what everyone else is doing. You're not like above them. And she's like, where did you get that from? And he's like, my Uncle Mac.
Grandpa Mac.
Sorry.
I wish he had said, from my mom. Grandpa Mac always told her that, you know, something like that. I wish that it was more. I love the fact that it was that. But I thought that it would have been cool if it was. Well, my mom says that Uncle Mac, that Grandpa, thank you. Now I'm Uncle Mac.
Sorry. Grandpa Mac.
That Grandpa Mac always said this.
Yeah.
But I thought it was sweet.
It was very sweet. I was loving that moment.
And James has been there every single day checking on Cody.
And nobody asked him to. He just overheard. Yeah. And now he needs to check on him.
Do you think he's going to wind up opening up and maybe talking to Dante about his dad?
I don't know what he's going to say about his dad. Like,
well, because he knows his dad died.
He knows his dad died. I mean, maybe he could be talk about being concerned. Like, mm-hmm. I get that you're scared about your friend Dante because my dad died and he was a cop.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, what else is he really going to say?
I don't know.
He didn't know him.
Right. And so, that's the thing, because he wasn't around, so it's not like his comforting Cody is what he saw other people do to Maxie.
Right.
For Maxie.
Right.
Do for Maxie. But, I mean, that kid just has a big heart, so.
He does.
Yeah.
It's too bad he never gets a birthday.
Seriously, guys, this year, Cody will give him a birthday.
Oh,
how much you want to bet? Cody's going to give.
At the stables.
Yes. Pony rides for all.
That'll be cute. So cute. But, yeah, and then back at the house is whenever Agent Cates came and starts questioning a minor. Like, what the heck?
And he blew past Yuri?
Right.
Yuri, how do you get past Yuri?
Yuri would have punched you in the face and been like, no, I'm sorry. I may not know everything about the American way, but I know that you cannot question a child without someone else present. So, no.
Very first thing I said was, how did he get into the Q Mansion?
Yeah.
Because he just wound up waltzing into the solarium.
Right. Even if Yuri would have let you in, he would have showed you to what room you need to go to. He wouldn't let you just wander through the whole house. And then he's like, hey, Danny, do you want to tell me about when you saw your dad last? And Danny's like, my dad doesn't care about me.
Yeah.
So
you could see the look on his face that he was like, if he's back, it's not for me. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, poor sweetheart.
And then Brooklyn came in and laid into him. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And then she's like, hey, Danny, by the way, save this number to your phone when you get it back.
Right.
Should always have.
I memorize this number, though.
Yeah. Always have the
Quartermain
attorneys. Yep. Yeah. On your speed dial.
And right before that, John had been at the hospital interrogating Liz and was like, well, you guys have a child together. I heard that you have a past. That's typically how a child comes about.
Right. No, I never met him before. I don't know who you're talking about.
Right. The sperm donor finally found me.
Yeah.
And we became friends. No.
Mm-mm. No, and then he's threatening her, you know, if we find out later that you had information. I wanted her to be like, yeah, my first husband was a cop. I know how all this works. But again, I didn't see him. So how about you stop threatening me?
Mm-hmm. Well, and she even said, if he broke the law, I would 100% call you.
Yep. Why do you keep saying if? Because that's how the law works.
Right.
Innocent until proven guilty. Right. Everyone should be saying if. And yes. He's like, oh, you're right.
I missed that day at the academy. Oh, man.
I only learned how to flash my badge and say, I'm FBI.
No, my name is not Jagger anymore. That's a childish name.
Yeah. And then that's whatever Willow overhears.
But when Anna and he were talking about Stone, though, that was sweet for a minute. He was sweet about it. But again, he actually has no emotional connection to that storyline. So there's that.
Yeah. Yep.
He's trying. It's
like I said, if they would have brought him in as anyone else, mm-hmm. and just had him play the same role, he could have said, I was friends with Jagger in the academy, and right. he told me how bad Sonny was.
They've been killing characters off screen all the time. Whatever. Why didn't they exactly. kill Jagger off screen? And he was trying really hard to do this, and he took a bullet for me, and I'm going to finish his...
Right. Yes. I promised him I would get justice for him yeah. by taking Sonny down. I would be 100% on board. Like, yep, okay. Good job. But
yes,
no, he's not Jagger. No. It's just not. He can't play it right because he's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just whatever. But anyway, then Willow overhears him talking to Liz and mm-hmm. is like, oh no, maybe I did something wrong. And then she runs to Michael and is like, even though I had to scan those pills in and out, I didn't realize they like took count of them. What are we going to do? And then he calls Spinelli, and Spinelli's like, yeah, give me a sec. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, I fixed it all. And then Michael goes to Jason, and Jason's like, yeah, the problem with calling Spinelli is now Spinelli knows that I'm somewhere around here because he's not dumb and also knows that those pills you weren't stealing to sell on the street. They had right. no street value.
Well, exactly. And that's what Willow overheard Liz telling Deanna, that she would ultimately be the one
to get in trouble. To
be responsible for it.
Right. Maybe,
I don't know if Willow overheard that part, but she overheard them talking about but then Liz is on the phone and she's like, okay, so they're non-addictive. They have no street value. Okay.
Like, why are we reporting this to the board already? Like, yes, someone needs to be in trouble for stealing meds, but it's not what it would have been if these were narcotics.
And you're telling me that pharmacy does not have a camera over the door
right.
to see who's going on. Don't they have badges? They have badges. It's badge access. Well,
they did say that they would review the badge swipes. That's what okay. That's what Liz said to whoever she was on the phone with.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I just need some time to go over the badge logins and figure out.
And again, Willow's not that dumb.
Mm-mm. Nope. If you need drugs, you do not steal them from your place of employment that has a badge access area. This is not like I just took a couple extra packets of the individual Tylenol. Like, hello.
Right. And I feel like she could have had someone write you should not do this, period, end of sentence, but have someone write a script for an antibiotic.
Yep.
Just have her go to TJ and be like, listen, you know, I have an infection that I don't want to show you, but
yeah.
Can you just write me a script so I can go get yep. a week's supply? Jason does not need that whole bottle either.
Right, right. Exactly. Can you call in a Z-Pack for me? Thanks. Let's go. Ridiculous. And that's what I'm saying about the pills, too. Like, if she would have stolen what he actually needed, then maybe you could have been like, oh, someone miscounted or something. It right. would still be suspicious, but not the way a whole bottle disappearing is. Like, what is wrong with you?
Right. 14 versus 400.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
But in between kind of all of that was Danny went to go see Jason because he just likes going down to the boathouse because it's so quiet. Mm-hmm. And he likes going to the Q mansion and he's like, Jason's like, yeah, even when we were a kid, you always wanted to go to Grandma Monica's.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we have to get Leslie Charlson and Steve Burton together one more time at least.
Yes.
Like that'd we have to have Jason and Monica on screen together.
Right.
Nothing's allowed to happen to her for a very long time, but we all know the reality is that the actress has been having health issues lately. So yeah. And then Willow tells him that you need to stop seeing him. Jason's like, I'm not asking him to come see me.
Right. I didn't ask any of you to help me. I appreciate your help, but I didn't ask for it. And then Michael comes in and is like, you need to leave town. And that's whenever he instead ends up calling Diane and is like, hey, can you help me out of this? Because I can't disappear because somebody has information on me.
And so he turns himself in.
I did
love Diane's reaction when she's like, I've been waiting for this. What took so long?
Yeah.
And then we see him walking into the PCPD.
Yep.
I'm really curious how this... So if John is the... If he's not the top, he's at least part of the top of all this. He's going to see that Jason turned himself in. Something's going to happen there that he's going to be like, shoot, what's he going to tell?
Right.
Because everyone in this town basically right now, because he's interrogated them all, has Jason's back.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, how cute was Chase, though, giving the
oh my God.
Tour to the kids.
Donna is just the cutest little girl in the entire world. She's so cute. That's my brother's desk. Yep. Yeah, it is. So.
Yeah.
I loved that Brooklyn walked in as he was ending that tour and was like, you are just so cute with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then they went back to their apartment and she was like, yeah, so I told Agent Cates that I was going to have him lose his badge. And he's like, dear, I love you, but you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. I'm pretty sure you can't threaten FBI agents.
So she didn't, did she threaten him with violence?
No, she said that she was going to get the ELQ attorneys on him and have him lose his badge.
Because he said, like, threatening an FBI agent is also a federal offense.
Right. She was going to go through the proper channels. Right.
I don't feel like that's a threat. It's a, if you, you need to talk to the corporate lawyers. Yeah, right. She said it aggressively. If it was a guy, it would have been seen as a power move.
Right. But luckily, John took it as her knocking some sense into him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cute where he was, Anna was like, oh, you met Tracy. And he was like, does she have a Brooklyn accent? And she was like, oh, no, that's Brooklyn.
Her name's Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't think Brooklyn has a Brooklyn accent, though.
She doesn't.
If you had to talk to Lois, then, but Brooklyn does not.
Right.
Whatever.
She says ma.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like that's a Brooklyn thing.
No, that's just how you were raised. So.
I don't even know if she says that.
She does when she's annoyed with her. When Lois
because Dante does. Dante calls Olivia ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when Lois does something that annoys her, she's like, ma, come on. Blah, right. blah, 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 blah. But that's the only time.
Yes.
I don't know where my brain was going from there.
I think we're done with all the Jason, Joss, Sunny. Oh, okay. So we can just transition into when Sunny and Christina were hanging out at Charlie's. Blaze's mom came to talk to her. I give her a lot of credit for being honest about her concerns, where she's like, well, how did you handle it? You know, suddenly it's just like, well, handle what?
Right.
Exactly.
I liked that she was open to the conversation with Sunny and that she flat out just said, like, there's definite mom guilt there. She's like, I was paying attention to her books and making sure that she had was getting paid fairly and the right money was going where it needs to be and like taking care of her that way, that I didn't realize that Link was a sleazeball and didn't pay attention to the other hints that she was giving about who she might be interested in.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And
right.
So, I mean, that's fair.
But I also like that Christina was kind in the conversation. She was obviously shocked by a few things.
Right.
She's like, you really just said that? But like you said, she's trying. You know, she's...
Right. And because I like
she's working on acceptance.
Christina was conflicted with, do I tell Blaze?
Right.
Or does this stay between the two of them? And I was like, yeah, that's a real...
That's like a real life conundrum.
Issue of what do I do? Don't want to make Blaze feel any way about it, but I don't want to keep information from her either.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully the conversation happens where Blaze's mom, Natalia, is that her name? Natalia?
Yeah.
Says, let's say that Blaze comes into Charlie's and she's there. The conversation is, I just spoke with Christina and her dad, and I understand that my response was not at all okay. And go from there and say, like, you know, I talked to them and I understand and I want to learn how to support you.
Yeah.
And go from there.
It was good. It was very good. I was happy.
And then Kevin talking about, like a supporting people, you know, Kevin explained how it happened. I like how he said, though, that psychiatry was brand new-ish when this all took place. I kind of had a problem with Stella yelling at him.
Right.
Because that's not Stella either. Kevin was not excusing it.
He wasn't excusing it, and he wasn't the doctor that did it.
Right.
Well, he was explaining this is how this went down. And I don't know, like I've said about the storyline before, I 100% appreciate the exposure, what was done to people with mental health issues back in the day was not acceptable. I understand, and it saddens me that poor people and people of color were taken even more advantage of, but I just don't understand how this is a shock to anyone.
I think it is because I feel like they feel like they would have been able to recognize it when it was happening. And now they're looking back going, oh my goodness, we didn't even realize that this was what was happening to us. You know, what else? And that's the thing. Okay, so there are 100% doctors that go into this with malicious intent and everything. But it's also how we learn things.
Right.
Is, I mean, we talked about this before, you know, Coke and heroin and everything used to be prescribed as medications. You know, lead used to be in beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely horrible that it happens at the expense of humans' lives, you know, whether they pass or whether they, but it is how we learn. And I feel like, I like how Marshall said, I have to learn how to forgive this man because he really can't hold on to that hate forever.
Right. I would like if this opened the door for TJ or someone, TJ and Kevin or something like that, to start like a special program.
Yes.
To reach out to those people who were diagnosed back in the day and be like, would you like to come in and have a fair reevaluation? Mm-hmm. Would you like us to double check that you're on the right medication if you're on medication?
Right.
Would you like to figure out if, you know, just talk therapy is something that can help you? Let's try to correct the mistakes that were made of the past.
Right.
Then there's a purpose to all of this. But just continuing to rehash the fact that Marshall was unfairly diagnosed, like that's not a shock to anyone. And the fact that Stella's kind of acting like it is like, you know, so much history.
But she supported his leaving also. So, and she was a social worker at the time. So she was that involved and didn't realize what was happening. I think that's where a lot of their frustration is coming from is that, I mean, think about it. Think about how many times you just don't feel well and then you wind up going to the doctor and you're like, oh my gosh, I really should have been paying attention to this because this is actually a problem.
Right.
I'm not saying that's exactly the same thing, but the one thing that Kevin also said was at the time, you know, doctors were only women. We all know this. Doctors were only paying attention to what they knew. And typically that was white men. Like women's health is based on men don't understand women's health and were not taken seriously when like housewives were prescribed Valium.
Right.
You know, at the time they thought that was the correct fix. Mm-hmm. They then have learned since that that is not the correct fix. And even autism, the reason why girls are so underdiagnosed is because all of the diagnoses is based on how boys present. It's things are messed up,
right?
You know, but we don't know until we realize it and then change it. It would have been one thing if this doctor was intentionally going after that demographic and testing them or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we don't know that yet either. Mm-hmm. We don't know. So let's pull out his records. Let's see who was he treating?
Right.
Was he only treating people of color and was he prescribing them? Was he only prescribing or diagnosing a certain demographic one way.
Right. Did every patient he see magically have schizophrenia? Because then he's doing something wrong.
Right, right. Despite any other socioeconomic or any other demographic information, was everyone being diagnosed? Or was it really? And Kevin keeps alluding to it, but that this guy had a reputation. Okay, but what was that reputation then?
Right.
Because he hasn't really come out and said it. I think it might be what I just said, that he only did this to a certain demographic.
Right.
Then Kevin, say it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I understand. I don't know. As an advocate myself, you can't go in yelling.
Right.
You can be firm. You can be assertive and you can stand your ground and you can have your confidence. Maybe she just felt safe enough to kind of know that Kevin wasn't going to take it as she was yelling at him. She was yelling at him, but not about him.
Right.
So I just felt that that was off character for her.
Right.
Because it didn't seem like she was like, okay, I just have to let this off my chest. Blah.
Yeah.
Because then she also took it on Tracy and then she apologized to Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
After she called Tracy privileged for not taking advantage of her free. Well, they just need to bring back that free clinic. Remember?
Yeah.
They had the free clinic.
They did.
And Molly and TJ were so adamant about helping the people of Charles Street with their housing needs a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they do, like you just said, also bring that back, you know, and open up that opportunity?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be honest. I feel like there's also a lot of stuff that we can't really have an opinion about because we're not.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if we said anything wrong, we are definitely, that is not our intent. I'm involved in two different DEI groups and you're always still learning, you know, and it's sometimes you really just don't know or realize.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. But when someone says something's a problem, you need to take them seriously.
Yes.
You know, so
that's why I'm hoping they go back and fix what they can.
Right. Right. And that would be great. Because there's not any way that he can sue for malpractice, especially if at the time
that was standard care. He was,
correctly diagnosed.
Right, right. Exactly. You can't, they're not going to go back and be able to change these people's lives from back then. But moving forward, you could change their lives by getting them the correct diagnosis and medication, if they even have one.
I want to know if this is actually based on a real life. I'm sure that this has happened. I am 100% positive.
Right, but if
that this
is a current news line.
But like, I haven't seen anything about it, but okay, maybe I'll do some deep diving to see if, because I kind of did whenever I Googled.
Yeah.
And found out that they are 4 times more likely to be diagnosed schizophrenic.
Right. Yeah. I haven't heard of a current news story that is this either.
Yeah. No, but I think it would be great if they took this, turned it into, like you said, them doing something to help the people who were also misdiagnosed.
Right.
Because they're going to need a lot of help. Like Marshall's going to still need a lot of help.
Oh, yeah.
And Curtis, too. Because, I mean, he's mad about the fact that he missed out on having a dad all those years.
Mm-hmm. Kevin can handle it.
And then Stella's going to have guilt over, I should have been able to realize this. I was a social worker. I don't know.
Kevin had a lot thrown at him this week as far as explanations and whatever. Laura and Heather. Actually felt bad for Heather.
I know. When she had Laura brush her hair.
How did I become this old woman? And was I really always this crazy?
I know.
And Laura's like, no, you are beautiful. Like, you've aged, but you're beautiful. You were beautiful back then.
And hospital lighting is horrible.
Right. And you weren't this crazy. I don't know what happened. And so
she took LSD. I mean, she was not always.
Oh, right, right.
She was not always as sweet as could be.
Yes. But the hip implant may have made her crazier. And so then she talks to Kevin and is like, so is she going to really go to jail for these things that she did that maybe she wouldn't have done? And he's like, what are you talking about? She's crazy. I'm not sure how that would get overturned. I'm not sure if that even should be overturned, because at the end of the day, she killed these people. So yeah, he was on his toes this week as far as,
I'm
not sure. But yeah, I did. I felt
bad for Heather, too.
Yeah. It was like, oh, Heather. That was a nice moment between the two of them. I thought she was going to ask to see Ace right before they took her to surgery.
She asked and Laura told her, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want Heather Weber to not be.
No, I don't.
Heather Weber. So I don't want.
And
Allie Mills has done such a great job.
Yes.
Of.
I can see them toning down. It would be okay to me if they toned down the crazy a little bit so that she could reflect more on maybe she didn't help Esme in the best ways because she had this poisoning going on.
Mm.
But we can't erase Heather Weber's past. Like, I'm sorry, you cannot go all the way back to when she first had this hip implant done and be like, oh, she's absolved of everything that happened right after that.
No. What did Kevin say that he knows what he has not studied? I have a note. Thank goodness Kevin knows what he has not studied. Somebody asked him a question and he's like, I've not studied that. And because I was like, well, good, because all these other doctors are going around trying to do each other's jobs.
Was that Heather asking him something about
the cobalt poisoning?
Yeah,
I think it was. And he's like, I don't know.
Right. I'm a psychiatrist. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I'll be interested to see what they do with Heather. Heather from here.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Aiden bringing Liz cookies and then talking about the fact that the boys are having trouble wondering if one's dad shot the other.
Yeah. I liked Chase's explanation.
Did I just say that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The boys are having issues with one boy's dad shot the other boy's dad. Yeah. That Chase was like, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And so that's what we need to remember. And I was like, you need to go talk to Agent Cates.
Right.
And remind him of that, because Liz just tried to tell him that and he wasn't listening.
Right.
And then the only other thing that I can think of is the whole Nina crap that you weren't paying attention for.
Good. No. Okay. I paid attention to Valentine. She did. But when he said, I am also not worthy of you, because how conceited is she? So you're glad that I'm not with Sun anymore so you can be with me again?
Yep.
He's like, no. And I wish he had just said, no, that's not what I'm saying. Instead of, no, I'm also not worthy of you. No, no. You should have just left it at no.
Yep.
Been like, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
nobody wants to be with you because you're freaking crazy and you act like a 10-year-old and you don't take responsibility for anything.
He doesn't think so. He thinks she is the best woman. And when did that happen?
Right.
I mean, he always has had admiration for her.
He always wanted to make her happy, but he was not blinded to the scumball that she could be as well.
Yeah.
And now he's like,
and he didn't encourage it.
Yeah.
Right. He is. He really is being like, you didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about?
All these bad things just happened to you. I'm so sorry you have such bad luck. No. But Drew came in and was like, hey, so I'm at the point where I need to let this magazine fail or I need someone to come back and run it. Are you thinking you'd like to come back and run it? And instead of being grateful for the offer, because she has always wanted that job, that's her baby, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, so Carly dumped you. I would not say that.
I know.
If I did not like my boss. If I wanted a job back at a company that I loved the job, even though I didn't like the boss, I would not say to the boss, like, oh, so you got dumped. No, no, you'd still try to be respectful and be like, okay, so things changed. What are you asking of me? What is this offer?
Right.
And instead, she's just like, oh, I have to gloat, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, let me know whenever you're done because you're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just let it close down. I don't care.
And how annoying was she trying to get into Alexis's computer? And
right.
He's like, well, you're at her desk. So how about you use her password? And then she flips out and like this big thing. I'm not calling her because blah, blah, blah. He's like, it's literally on a post-it right there.
Right. I'm not telling you to break the rules, but open your eyes.
To be fair, not in her defense, but in her defense, if you have your password sitting at your computer on a post-it note, you are going to get it. It's not that there's nothing wrong with that. You just gave everyone your password.
Yeah, don't go sit at my desk.
I'll just go get into your desk and everything.
Don't go sit at my desk.
So then there's two things. There is deception and then there's, well, let's just stick with Diane and Alexis because.
Oh, yeah.
Alexis's desk.
I forgot about that.
So I don't like how they made Diane this week when first of all, Alexis admitted she did something wrong and got the consequence that she deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she didn't file an appeal or challenge it. And I was like, this is a huge growth moment.
Diane's like, no, you just didn't appeal it because you were drunk.
Okay. But Diane was like, but you should have. And that's a technicality if you were in the wrong. No, Diane, you definitely. Diane doesn't ask questions.
Right.
That's how she is able to defend Sunny.
Yes.
I don't like the fact that she was.
She knows everything about Alexis and is still like, we can do this. And she's like, the people that accused you of it, you know, they didn't have a very good moral compass. Well, it doesn't matter.
No.
They were telling the truth.
Right.
And they weren't
again,
doing
why
it.
Didn't she do this years ago?
Right. And they weren't doing it the way that Nina turned in Carly and Drew, because we've already talked about, yes, Carly and Drew were wrong, but the reason that Nina turned them in was not because she is such a law-abiding citizen. It's because she was trying to punish Carly mm-hmm. for what she did. When Britt and Julian were talking about Alexis, they weren't trying to punish her. They were mm-hmm. just like stating the fact of, yeah, she didn't tell the truth here.
Right. And then Alexis told Molly that she might be getting back into law, and Molly started crying, and she's like, what's wrong? She's like, I like you when you're sober.
Yeah. That was fair.
I absolutely think so. I don't want Alexis to go back to law.
No.
So I don't know where I want her to.
Well, if Nina goes back to Crimson,
mm-hmm.
then
think she could she'll go stay back to the Invader.
At the Invader. And if she got her law degree, she could use that information a little more freely as a current lawyer, but she doesn't have to practice law like in that way.
Mm-hmm.
If they were reporting on stuff, she could give like a lawyer's twist to the stories.
Maybe she could wind up getting involved in the stuff with TJ and Marshall and Stella somehow.
Right. Right. That would be good.
Offer See? Some legal counsel for the people who.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that that doctor was not the only doctor that was doing that.
Absolutely not.
But still, if she doesn't have her license, I still feel like she's not allowed to give any legal advice.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
I would be okay if she got her license back for that type of stuff, but I don't want to see her up against Diane.
Yeah. And then the only other thing is Sasha is too wholesome and then decides to quit Deception because of it. And I'm sorry, it's the truth.
Yeah.
There are some models that always look nice. Like, they always look sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a different look if that's the look that you're going for. That's, I believe that's part of the job.
That's why there's that's more than one model.
Yeah. I did like Tracy saying, so you want her to be heroin chic? And everyone looked at her. She's like, I did my research before I bought this company.
That was funny.
Because Tracy's a good businesswoman.
But I also don't understand why this is an issue now. And when Sasha became the face of Deception, they like put her hair down and had her makeup more dramatic and whatever. And she looked like sexy and non-approachable mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. All these things that they're saying. Then they went to whatever next product, and they wanted it to be like a wholesome look. That's how we're on a farm with Cody next to us, and she's sitting there petting alpacas or whatever the heck they were doing. She wasn't supposed to look sultry there. She was supposed to look wholesome and whatever. So to act like she can't play the other part is ridiculous. We've seen her play the other part before. You needed a new makeup artist and to style her hair different, and she would have absolutely been able to pull off that look.
Like edgier jewelry and not a bright red lip like that.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
When
you have, that's the whole point of makeup is one day we can look cute as homeroom mom, and the next day we can look a little sultry going out with our husbands, and it doesn't change your whole personality. Like mm-hmm. the way they were making it sound was like, Sasha, you can't pull this off because you're just too wholesome of a person.
And then she's just going to sell her shares at market value. And she'll be like, I'll be fine. I mean, she probably will be, but I don't know though. It was really, really weird. But then Maxie flipped out on Lucy as well as she should, because she's like, we are supposed to be partners and you keep making these decisions that are destroying your company.
Yep.
So, what if Drew goes to Maxie?
Oh, that'd be good.
Nina turns him down.
Yeah. And he goes to Maxie. That would be nice. Okay. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I approve your storyline.
Check. We need like a stamp sound.
Yeah. But I mean, I wasn't surprised Cody quit. But then for Sasha to quit, I was like, what? Why did that quit without any backup, anything? Like, you haven't looked at your finances, you haven't looked at if there's other job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You can say you don't want to just be smiling for a camera, but I'm sorry, when you need to pay the bills, you'll smile for the camera a few more times until you lock down that next job.
And her rent's paid up for the month.
Honey,
if it was paid up for the year,
right
maybe
that's what I thought she was gonna say. I paid the whole year in advance because I came back at the last moment, wasn't sure what I was doing.
Right.
And so I said, I'm going to at least stick it out one more year. And I paid the whole year.
And if I leave, you at least have your money. Yep.
But I'm paid through the month. Well, most people are.
So am I, Sasha. I'm not going to quit my job tomorrow.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. If you finally have this epiphany, then do like they said, I do agree that they should have had that conversation right that second. Like, Lucy yes. was right with that. And she's like, no, the second that this happens.
Right. The media is going to get a hold of this.
Right.
Yeah.
But they should have given her the weekend to think about it and then reconvene on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, fine, then some things have to change. Or we just need a group of the face of deception, you know. And I don't understand the Cody thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I'll be interested to see where we go from here. Because I just. And Lucy pushing for Blaze, like, I like Blaze, but I don't think that Blaze is the look that they're looking for either.
I feel like she could look edgier, though. I feel like the what he was talking about, she could pull off quicker, I guess. I don't know. But also, she turned it down.
She did. She said, no, thank you. She had seen the face of deception, and she thought that that's who the face of deception should be.
Maybe she turned it down because she didn't think it was fair that Sasha was being replaced because of her mental health. And now that Sasha has made the decision to not be the face anymore, she would reconsider.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah, I just thought if they needed to change the model, that they should have gone about it differently, because we've all seen Sasha be sexy before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I don't know. I think that's it though.
Okay.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what's your reality check?
Yesterday we celebrated Emily's birthday, because I told everyone before she turns 21 on Thursday, but she has other plans, so she wanted like the party with her family yesterday. So that was fun and cute. She got a bunch of records, which just feels weird to me, but
I am so happy about this.
She loves her records. So that was what she got. And then since we recorded last, that Saturday night, because we recorded Saturday last weekend, I went to Drag Queen Bingo. And originally I was going and I assumed that my friend had got a ticket for Ryan, and then they didn't. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just go by myself, like whatever. Well, then they felt bad. So they called the venue and asked if we could add on one more person. And I had already told Ryan that he didn't have to go. And he was like, okay, fine. I'll do something else.
Listen, as soon as you cancel plans with me, I am like, okay.
Right. So he's like not in that mindset. So then my friend calls and is like, oh, I got a ticket for him. And I'm like, well, now I have to find someone to go. So I called my brother and I was like, hey, do you want to be my date for this? Because now I have an extra ticket, and he loves bingo and he just doesn't care about the drag queens. So he was coming with me. Then I get to my friend's house to go, and it turns out that two people that had got tickets canceled at the last minute.
Nice.
So she's like, do you know two people who can go like right now? And I'm like, I don't know. So I talked to Emily about it before, and she had said that she wanted to go. So I'm calling Ryan at the last minute going, can I change your whole plans? Will you please bring Emily out here so that you guys can come to bingo? And he's like, but what about Madeline? You can't leave her alone for all those hours. And so we ended up getting there and realizing that it was an all ages show. So I took Madeline.
See, that
it wasn't inappropriate. I haven't been to any that I thought were that bad, but I've heard of other ones where they like push the limit, and it's.
I've heard of some where they have certain props that I just have interest in.
I've never been to any. I'll let you know.
Having.
Yeah. No. No props at all. And they give like a disclosure in the beginning where they're like, we're not going to touch your no parts. Do not try to touch ours.
And I've heard of that too.
Yeah. They make a joke about it, and they're like, first of all, ours are plastic, so it's not going to do anything for either of us. So just like hands to yourself. They give the disclosure that like for men, they may like ruffle their hair or whatever as they walk by or whatever. But, so it was basically drag queens just serenading different people, walking around singing.
You sent me the video and they were singing Britney Spears. I was like,
yes.
Okay.
So each one has, the first one that came out was dressed up as, oh my God, what's her name from The Little Mermaid?
Ariel?
No.
Ursula?
Ursula from The Little Mermaid. So she had like the blow up Halloween costume on and was singing the whole, you know, I'm going to take your voice song, blah, 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 and whatever. And so that was cute. And then you'd play around a bingo, and then another drag queen would come out and sing her song or whatever.
Oh,
and then they
fun.
Would do another one. So it was super cute. And Madeline was just like so excited to be included in it and to get to like be there with the grown-ups and whatever. And so at one point she stood up on her chair and was like, because they do take tips. So she was waving a dollar around. And so the drag queen came over and like grabbed her arm and serenaded her for a minute and then took the dollar.
Yeah.
And it was so cute. And so it was a very good experience. Please check the age restrictions before you ever take your child to something like that, because there are some that children should absolutely not be a part of because it is too much of an adult show. But this one was for a local animal rescue. So they had people of all ages. They had tons of baskets that were like all about saving the cats and whatever, because it's a cat rescue. And so Madeline loved getting to participate. We won a basket with a candle and something else, and you'd have thought we won like $1 million. So she was mad.
Listen, we all feel like we won $1 million when we win baskets. Yes, let's not lie.
That's
I have
true.
Been to these events with you.
That is true.
And when we win anything, we win $3.
Yes.
And we're like, yes, I'm going to get that.
Right. Exactly. She was disappointed that she didn't win any bingos because I had paid for her ticket. It was a $30 ticket, which is typical of what these places are. But I looked at it as like cheaper than a babysitter. Yeah. And she got to come and have fun with us.
Right.
So I had told her that if she won, she would keep the money. And so some of them were like $75 on up to like $250. She didn't win any of them. Neither did I. But she was bummed then because she had her heart set on like walking out of there. And yeah, they just made it fun for like everyone. They had a limbo, like the fire hall that it was at obviously hosts weddings and stuff too. So they had, oh my God, my brain is not working.
Let's put it this way though, real quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this is a thing that is common, fire hall weddings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really don't think that it is.
So in Pittsburgh. Yeah. In this region, lots of fire hall banquet halls are where you have.
Well, first of all, fire halls have banquet halls.
Yes. Fire halls have banquet halls, and then you rent them out for weddings, and they decorate them all up and they look very nice. Some people, you know, choose fancier venues, and that is fine. But if you're like a middle of the road budget, you're doing a fire hall. And there you go. Mine was at a fire hall and it was very nice, I felt like. But anyway, so they had a limbo set. And so anyone who wanted to could come up and try to limbo. So Madeline went and limboed. She didn't win that either. But it was very fun and very cute. So
for the record, I don't have anything against them. I just don't like when they get overly adult.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And that's different when I'm just hanging out with my girlfriends versus in public.
Right.
That just sounded wrong.
That did sound
But you know what I'm saying.
What right. Some things you just don't want to be
not
a part
comfortable
of.
Which yeah. I've gone to one party that was
adult.
Very, very uncomfortable. And
yeah.
I'm just like, all right, what? Okay, when's this over?
Right, right. No. This one.
I don't need to know this.
It was an appropriate show for my daughter. And so we had a fun time and whatever. But please check where you're taking your children, because I would not have taken Madeline to one that was on the more adult side, because she's not an adult. So, but anyway, yeah, it was just fun to see her included. Like, the only person missing was Megan, because she had to babysit. Matt was not interested in coming, but Emily and Madeline, it was a fun adventure to be out with the grown-ups, but it not be too grown up.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, see, and I love musicals and I love entertainment and everything like that. That sounds like that would have been more my...
Like I said, I wasn't in charge of planning this one, and you were just coming back from a long trip
before, and all that kind of stuff.
This is not something that you were going to attend either way. But next time that I see these particular performers, you will have to come with, because it was tastefully done, fun entertainment.
Yes. Cool.
So how about you?
I kind of had a boring week still trying to play catch up from being gone. Not really catch up, because I really do a decent job of getting ahead of things. Let me check real quick.
I love that you check your calendar. See, mine I knew was simple because I worked every day this week, so I did nothing else. My only fun thing would be the bingo.
I worked every day. I had a very difficult situation that was taken care of, but it was very, very stressful, and it's over, so that's good. But then on Friday, I had a closing that was my very, very first client. Who I helped buy a house. And my very first client, period, end of sentence, was a buyer. I helped them buy their house. And then we just sold it.
That's very sad.
And we did. We like, as soon as it was over and the keys were getting passed, we just teared up. And I'm like, okay, I know this is me, but like they were too. And the other agent was super, super nice. So, I mean, it wasn't like awkward.
Right.
But I'm like, they were my first people.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I helped them buy that house and that was my first deal. And it was actually supposed to close on my birthday. And I was fine with having my first closing on my birthday.
Cute.
But they intentionally changed it to the day before. So I didn't have to work on my birthday.
Nice.
I was like, but I was looking forward to it. And they're like, stop it.
Right. Like, enjoy your birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, that's really it. Getting excited for my son coming home next weekend for Easter. I'll have a better 401 or a better reality check next week because we're doing something cool tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes. I'm like, tomorrow. I'm looking forward to. So I guess we'll see. But join us on Thursday as we talk about the Corinthos mob family.
I think I'm going to be shocked, just like Jocelyn was.
I know. Who knew it was not about coffee?
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.